Blog Talk Radio.
People you need to know. It's time for people you need to know. It's time for people you need to know on the radio. People you need to know. It's time for people you need to know. It's time for people you
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio. I'm your host, Spark Plug, publisher of Metro Atlanta's premier business spotlight publication. At People You Need to Know, we're dedicated to helping you promote your business by giving you world-class recognition. In this segment, we're going to be talking about the legal side of owning a business. My guest today is a 1998 Morgan State University graduate and a 2002 graduate of the Catholic University of America, Columbus School of Law. She is the founding member of her own practice and legal research firm. We are honored to have on the phone today a woman who has found an outlet for her love of law, business, and research, Attorney Tracy Jean-Charles. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you.
How are you today?
I'm doing well. Thank you. How are you?
Fantastic, and I'm trying to get better. Thank you.
Are
you ready to talk about the legal side of owning a business?
I am, yes.
Well, let's get right to it, okay?
All right.
When it comes to owning a business, why should we incorporate or form an LLC?
Well, we should incorporate or form an LLC because when you actually create a separate entity outside of yourself, then you shield yourself from legal causes of action. If someone wants to sue you, then if you have an LLC, then they will not be able to attach your personal assets. It's about creating a separate identity outside of yourself. So if it's incorporation or forming LLC, whichever one it is, it just creates a separate entity outside of yourself, thereby shielding your own personal assets from lawsuits.
What's the biggest difference between an incorporation and an LLC?
The biggest difference is really just corporations have a limited business practice, they have a limited business purpose. In articles of corporation, you have to specify what exactly it is that you are planning to do with the corporation. With the LLC, it's operable for any form of business. That's one difference. The next difference is really just how it's taxed. A corporation is taxed differently than an LLC. So that's kind of, it's really not a huge difference between the two, but I think if you're dealing with a business that who has specific tax issues or specific tax concerns, they probably want to go with a corporation as opposed to an LLC.
Well, if a business owner has a limited budget, what is the one thing they should hire a lawyer to do?
The one thing they should hire a lawyer to do is to review their contracts and their documents that they plan to use as an interface with their customers. I'm finding that a lot of business owners are trying to do this by themselves, and then a dispute happens, something arises, and then I look at their documents, and they're wholly inadequate. I mean, it's really not sufficient. So if you don't have enough money to hire counsel on a regular basis, at least hire someone to review your documents, make sure that your legal rights are being represented in that document, and that what you want, how you want your business and what the rights that you want, make sure that those are being accurately represented and specified in your documents.
So as an aside here, why did you choose this particular area of law or these areas of laws?
I love business. I always have my mother was in business, and she, was in business from the time I was really small, and, you know, taught me the benefit of having your own business. It's just something that I've always just had a natural likeness for. I studied business law in law school because I thought one day I would be in business for myself, and I always knew that I would be. And so it's just something that I just naturally love to do as opposed to having a job. But there's nothing wrong with having a job. I prefer to be in business.
All right. Well, let's get back to the legal side of owning the business. Mm-hmm. If a dispute arises with a customer or a client, what can a business owner do to keep it out of court?
Well, the first thing, if it were me, I would ask the customer or client if they would agree to arbitration. This is a cheaper and more efficient way to get disputes resolved. Arbitration is a process by which an attorney or a retired judge usually would serve as a mediator between the two parties and try their best to and come up with a solution or try to resolve the dispute. This helps in a number of ways. The main one, though, being is that you don't have to worry about a lawsuit being filed against you and a hefty judgment. It is possible for an arbitrator to decide against you, but it's a lot cheaper to go this route as opposed to filing a claim, hiring counsel to litigate your dispute.
What do small business owners need to know about taxes?
Well, small business owners need to know, first of all, that earn $400 from your business venture, then you owe taxes to the IRS and your state government. That's the first thing, is $400. The second thing is that the chief way that you might want to pay for your taxes or you want to account for your taxes is to pay them on a quarterly basis, meaning that January 15th, and then it's June 15th. I'm sorry, April 15th, then it's June 15th. It's quarterly. That every quarter that these taxes are due, and usually the best way to handle that is to set aside a little bit of money in a separate account, not a savings account, but a separate tax account that you label, tax account, and just so you can be ready to cut that check to the IRS every quarter. That's one thing. The second, another thing is that if you don't pay them on a quarterly basis, you are assessed a penalty. I don't know if a lot of small business owners know that. I know certainly I did, and I was told that by a tax professional that if you're earning the money and you're not paying the taxes on a quarterly basis, you could be subject to a penalty for not paying them that way.
All right. Well, what are some helpful resources for small business owners?
Well, I think business owners, most people who are in business kind of know, the main ones that people go to. Small Business Administration is a very popular one. But the ones that I am about to talk to you about are just, they're not as well known. I like allbusiness.com. Allbusiness.com is a website that is, it pretty much, as it says, it definitely caters to this audience. I think it has forms on there. It has lots of advice. Lots of advice for business owners, and you kind of get an idea of what it takes to be in business. I like allbusiness.com. I also like irs.gov. IRS's website is excellent in as far as the information that it offers. It's just really no excuse not to know everything you need to know as far as paying your taxes, as far as what election, we were talking about earlier about corporations. Everything you need to know is there on that website. It's an excellent website for business owners, excellent resource. If you're in the Atlanta area and if you're a woman business owner, I really like the WEDA organization. It's Women's Economic Development Association. It's a very good resource that someone actually put me on to for women who are looking to get into business, particularly minority women. I believe they have meetings, I think, monthly or, every so often. But it's an excellent resource if you're trying to get into business, and their training is pretty good. So I really like those resources there.
And finally, for our listeners who might want to know a little bit more about the legal side of owning a business, how can you be reached?
Well, I can be reached. My website is www.johnsonelliott.com, and that's Elliott is spelled with two L's and two T's. Also, you can email me at Tracy, T-R-A-C-E-Y, at johnsonelliott.com, or you can call me at my office at 678-343-9535. I'm available through all those sources.
All right. Attorney Tracy Jean Charles, founding member of Johnson Elliott Jean Charles LLC. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you.
You've been listening to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio, the radio station connecting you to Metro Atlanta's top business professionals like Attorney Tracy Jean Charles. To listen to even more People You Need to Know, just Google Spark Plug Radio or visit our website at sparkplugpeople.com. And be sure to follow us on Twitter at PYNTK. I want to take a moment to thank my executive producer, Ms. Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas, for doing another banner job. If you'd like more information about our guest, visit her website at johnsonelliott.com or give them a call at 678-343-9535. This is Spark Plug, encouraging you to keep looking at the sunny side. So until next time, always remember that you can add a spark to whatever you do, and thanks for tuning in.